This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
Several top managers of the Chicago Blackhawks are no longer with the team today. That comes in response to an internal investigation over how the team handled a player's allegations of sexual assault by an assistant coach in 2010. The team CEO also now wants to try to settle two lawsuits related to its handling of the alleged assault. WBEZ's Tony Arnold has been investigating this for months now, and he broke the story earlier this year. He joins us now to talk about today's action. Tony, welcome.
Hi, Melba. Thanks for having me.
So first, Tony, walk us through this. When did you first learn about the allegations against the Blackhawks and how they handled the allegation against a coach?
Well, in May, we first learned that a former player sued the team. He was 20 years old at the time of the incident, and he remains anonymous and goes by John Doe in court documents. Now, John Doe alleges that an assistant coach, Brad Aldrich, sexually assaulted him during the 2010 playoffs before they would ultimately win the Stanley Cup. Now, Aldrich, after he left the team that year, went on to other hockey teams in college and even high school. And in 2013, he pleaded guilty to sexual conduct involving a student in Michigan who was a player on the team that he was helping coach. That student is also suing the Blackhawks. And the Blackhawks, for months, have denied that they mishandled the player's allegations, and they sought to dismiss the lawsuits.
And Tony, your past reporting, in fact, found seven different allegations of unwanted sexual advances against Aldrich, even though he was only charged criminally in that one instance you mentioned. The Blackhawks hired a law firm to investigate the team's handling of the investigations. Tell us about what that report has found.
Well, the report made public today finds that the team took no action for 3 weeks after learning of the alleged assault, and that Aldrich essentially faced no consequences. We learned today that an intern claims that after the team won the Stanley Cup, Aldrich grabbed him against his will. That makes eight people now that with claims against Aldrich that we know of. And Aldrich was allowed to resign from the team quietly. He got to celebrate with the Blackhawks in their 2010 Stanley Cup win in the presence of the player whom he allegedly assaulted. The other thing from the report that we see a lot more of detail about is who knew what and when back in 2010. The former player told more people about it than we had previously reported. And the report found that the Blackhawks, in the middle of this big Stanley Cup run, appeared to intentionally sit on the allegations to focus on the playoffs.
And what actions are the Blackhawks taking now?
Well, they're taking action with a hammer today. Danny Wirtz, the Blackhawks CEO, called the findings of the investigation disturbing and says he's encouraging the lawyers to essentially settle the lawsuits against the team. That's a complete reversal from the team's posture in court up until now.
It is clear that in 2010, the executives of this organization put team performance above all else. John Doe deserved better from the Blackhawks.
And Danny Wirtz also announced that Stan Bowman, the team's general manager, whose first year was in 2010, is out. And the team also cleaned house from other managers who knew about this in 2010 but didn't act.
And Tony, do we know if this will conclude the investigation for the Blackhawks?
You know, there's still some moving parts. The NHL's fined the Blackhawks $2 million. Coach Joel Quenneville, he's a revered figure in Chicago for the Stanley Cups that he brought here. He now coaches the Florida Panthers, and the NHL says it wants to talk to him about his role in all of this. It's unclear what his future in the league is going to be, and the same is true for the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets, who was also with the Blackhawks in 2010. On another front, we received a statement from John Doe's attorney this afternoon saying that John Doe feels vindicated from all of this. And then finally, I guess for Brad Aldrich, the former coach who allegedly assaulted the player, he's a registered sex offender in Michigan. Aldrich remains steadfast in saying his encounter with the Blackhawks player was consensual. And I've repeatedly asked law enforcement in Chicago, Ohio, and Michigan, where there have been numerous accusations against Aldrich, if they're investigating him criminally in light of the Blackhawks scandal. And the answer I've repeatedly been given is that they are not investigating him.
Tony, thanks for bringing us this update.
Thanks, Melba.